Signing off from Houston.
Pacific Grove Liquors is the one stop on the Monterey Peninsula for fine wines, spirits, and beers at very reasonable prices. Whether you seek the ideal California or imported wine, quality distilled spirits like top shelf tequilas, single malt and blended scotches, and premium vodkas, PG Liquors is your beverage outlet. Love beer? PG Liquors boasts hundreds of handcrafted ales and lagers, as well as all the big names. Make Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand your wine, beer, and liquor store.
PG Liquors reminds you to always drink responsibly.
Concerned about the steady increase in home mortgage interest rates? Don't panic or overreact. Now is the time to analyze the many available options and to choose the best possible course. Leverage the equity in your home to reduce or eliminate high interest and non-deductible debt. Victor Munoz, president of Creative Mortgage, invites you for a free consultation in his Salinas offices at 201 John Street. To schedule your free Creative Mortgage consultation, call Victor at 757-0436 right now. That's 757-0436.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself. CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. It was like 9/11 when an explosion rocked New York's Grand Central Terminal.
The street was littered with shoes, purses, clothes. That's the extent of the panic. People just dropped everything.
John Jaron was in a building nearby when an underground steam pipe blew, shaking the entire area and spewing steam all around.
When we left Grand Central, we could see the towering a plume of steam coming from the ground. It was almost as high as the Chrysler Building at points.
Commuter Court Passant. At least 16 people were injured and one person died of a heart attack. Mayor Mike Bloomberg says that pipe was installed more than 80 years ago and cold water apparently caused it to crack.
There is no reason to believe whatsoever that this is anything other than a failure of our infrastructure. There is no reason whatsoever to believe that there is anything involved with terrorism or criminality.
The accident disrupted commuter rail and subway service. Thousands had to find alternate routes home. Revelations about tainted products from China prompted reaction from President Bush today. He's appointed a high-level task force.
I've called together key members of my cabinet to review the procedures in place, the regulations in place, the practices in place, to make sure that our food supply remains the safest in the world.
I'm Mark Noller at the White House, which says it's not just tainted goods from China that prompted the president to establish a task force on the safety of imports. The panel has 60 days to study the problem and make recommendations. But some in Congress think all that's needed is lots of additional funding for many more government inspectors who oversee imports of food and other products into the U.S.
China promises to do a better job policing its food industry. Today, the premier said the government will keep a sharper eye on Chinese food companies and improve the quality of their products. Most Americans want to get out of Iraq. CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv has the results of a CBS News New York Times poll.
When asked what Congress should do, fewer than 1 out of 10 Americans say cut off all funding for the war. But a majority, 6 out of 10, say Congress should impose a timetable for troop withdrawal. And how many support war funding with no new strings attached? Almost 3 out of 10. Our poll did not, however, find much change since last month in the overall